Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hot and Ray Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was
high school dances.
Which is so weird.
That's a great song.
I
great
love
beat.
It. But it was
Pharrell, right? Got to be.
Huh?
Got to be a Pharrell.
Oh, yeah. But no, it's always weird because this is what Ray Lewis has come out to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, why would it be? It was so weird. But then when he's coming on in the stadium.
It was great. It was cool.
And then he would come out. Oh! And he would come out like, really?
Yeah, it was badass.
I love it. Like any place you can go and they give you a patch of grass because they want the artificial turf or the synthetic turf so you can have that moment in your dance. Like there's no better entrance than the world, in my opinion, than with Ray, when Ray would come out.
No, I agree.
Yes. Ray's. Ivan Drago in Rocky IV was another amazing one.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brian Dawkins to come out.
Because okay.
We played in Philly, and so the defense was announced. And B-Dawg, I think they told me he thinks he's Wolverine. And B-Dawg would come out, Andy, and he would just like look like he would like flying through the air and would like land on all fours. And he'd be rolling and proud. It's like, look at this. But he was a damn baller.
No, he was incredible.
Oh, man, but that was always funny.
It's one of the two jobs, really, maybe three, in life where thinking you're Wolverine would actually be beneficial.
Yeah.
Well, he's a safety. He flies around and hits people. Yes. He thinks he's Wolverine. All right, it works for him.
Yeah.
If you actually were playing Wolverine, that'd be good.
Right.
Or I guess if you were a Wolverine impersonator.
Yes.
Those would be the three ways.
Yeah.
If you were just a plumber and you thought you were Wolverine, people would think you were crazy. You know what I mean? So it's a good thing Brian Dawkins found football.
Yeah, man. But this something, and we talk about all the bowls and everything. I saw this one from Brett McMurphy. So the Bahamas Bowl will not be held in the Bahamas.
Oh,
all right. The bowl will be played this season at a site to be determined. This is the second time in 3 years that the Bahama Bowl has moved. In 2023, the Bahamas Bowl was played. Remember, they played it in Charlotte.
No, they didn't, because that was going to be my joke.
Yes, they did play it in Charlotte. They played it in Charlotte. Why is it called the Bahamas Bowl then?
To lie to them, because otherwise if they called it the Charlotte Bowl, everyone would opt out of it.
It was the Bahamas Bowl sponsored by Popeyes.
I do. God. Yeah, it's what? Perfect.
Going to the Bahamas and having a Popeyes sponsor?
Unlimited Popeyes in the Bahamas?
Unlimited Popeyes in the Bahamas?
Sounds great.
Sounds freaking awesome.
They got to find a better alternate site than Charlotte, though. Like, these kids think they're going to the Bahamas. It was like, all right, our season wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but at least we're going to the Bahamas.
The damn Bahamas Bowl, and we ain't in the Bahamas.
All right, where is it specifically in the Bahamas? Charlotte.
Yeah, do not call
it. They got a Charlotte in the Bahamas?
Do not. That is so foul.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's a very foul thing.
Nothing tropical about that place.
Charlotte, the damn Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte. Come on, man.
Might as well have it in Milwaukee. God's sake.
Why not?
All right.
The damn Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte.
Not great. Hey, it's halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Falcons grab bag coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. The back page with no Bo, because Bo's not here. So the back page with Abe coming up at 12:40.
He kind of went too hard because he texted us already.
Yeah, and I think Bo's a pro.
Bo's a pro. He got braids tonight, but I would have been sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he texts us at 11:15.
I'd still be asleep.
You know? So he might have slept in and still.
I'm going hard in the paint.
Yeah, but you can roll over at 11:15. But we should have went. That's what I'm saying.
Because I was like, because we found out there were some extra tickets. Like, if I were to say, you want to go, would you have went?
I wish you would have said that.
Would you have went?
I don't know, but I would have considered it.
When Abe said that they had tickets, I was like, damn, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not the biggest Metallica fan, but I wouldn't mind going.
I wasn't gonna go by myself,
right?
And I know my wife wasn't gonna go because we didn't have like an option for childcare, and also it's Tuesday, and she doesn't feel good, so she wasn't gonna go. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of dismissed it immediately because I was like, well, I'm not gonna go. But if you would have said, hey, I might go,
yeah,
I would have thought about it.
Let's go to the next rock concert.
Okay,
we always have fun together.
Yeah. It would definitely be fun. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I saw my wife sent me this funny reel. And it reminded me of last time, well, one of the times you were at the house and we were getting after it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I fell down the damn basement stairs. Uh-huh. And it was this woman, she was tore up drunk and there was no basement stair door. And she fell down the stairs. Mm. I was like, yep, that was me.
Been there.
Yep. Been there. Yeah, been there. Still got the scars on my damn body from that terrible fall.
The last time we really went for it at the Braves game last summer and I slept on my child's floor. Pretty good.
You had the damn limo that nobody knew.
Took a limo home. Thank God that wasn't a kidnapping. I could be somewhere in someone's basement right now.
Does it mean we need to stop
doing favors?
Do we need chaperones when we go out together?
Nah, we just need to do it more often.
Yeah,
I was going to say the same thing. I'm out of practice. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. So, obviously, we've been playing you different audio clips from Falcons OTAs. Mandatory minicamp is next week, so that'll be kind of the next check-in point on who's there, who's not, and all that kind of stuff. One of the players that the Falcons traded for this offseason defensively, Divine Diablo, linebacker, had played for the Raiders. Now he's going to play for the Falcons. Fun name, fun player, athlete. Talking about what he's noticed being around Jalen Walker and James Pierce.
These guys come to work. Speaking of Jalen and Pierce, they're very explosive. They come off the ball crazy. I've never seen anything like it, so I'm excited to see them.
Well, I mean, that's something that Kate Ellis said earlier this offseason when he was asked about the two young men is the first word out of their mouth was explosive.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You know, and so, I mean, when you talk about that, you know, so much of pass rush is won in the first step.
Yeah.
It really, really is, man. And so when you talk about these guys doing that, the retracing, all those different things.
He played with Max Crosby.
Yeah, and he would know because Max had to step, but Max is freaking relentless.
Yeah, and just like, so strong.
He's strong.
He's a monster.
But he's relentless, Andy. Yeah. And for him, because he's one of the rare guys in today's ball that plays damn near every play.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to talk about there, and you ask Hugh, you guys, anybody that's ever rushed a passer, the most tiresome thing in the world is rushing and resetting. Rushing and resetting. And so if these young men, and like, I would never, ever disrespect Max Crosby by putting them anywhere near him.
No. All right? Hopefully someday. They earn that comparison.
But yeah, that was the second time that that I've heard from a linebacker that's with these guys all the time say that, because Kate Nellis said the same thing.
You love it. Love it. And again, like, and these guys are going to say nice things about their teammates. That's what's going to happen. They're both first round draft picks.
Have you ever been characterized as explosive?
maybe my temper on the golf course when I was younger. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I had, like, a bad Mexican food or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, somehow it always comes with surprisingly or shockingly ahead of it.
Yeah. Nah, no one's ever called me surprisingly explosive. My burst has never been described as explosive.
Explosive.
Well. You know.
Okay, your ass had to go that damn route.
Today's edition of the former wide receivers, Falcons former wide receiver podcast that makes Falcons fans mad, Julio Jones talking about the end of his time here with the Falcons.
Even with Art, like, the whole thing, I talked to some of the players, and they were just like, yeah, he got in his head that you don't practice, that I don't practice. Even when I had the conversation with Tennessee, I'm on the phone. It's like, yeah, you know, you're gonna have to practice. I was like, what are y'all talking about? You're gonna have to practice. Yeah, that's what I do. This is who I am. Y'all don't even know me. And that's a whole nother thing in my head. I was just like, so the new head coach at Atlanta just came from over here. And now these guys talking about, but I have to practice. So the message and the word out that I don't practice. So who's saying I don't practice? There's a whole nother, it's just so much, it was just like so much hate, like against me trying to flip a narrative.
And all of it coming together at the same time.
Right.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I heard it. Now I'm glad I heard it because I know Abe was trying to explain it and then I read it, but I'm glad I heard what he's saying. Okay, so now he was saying that Arthur Smith talked to the people in Tennessee and said, Julio, don't practice.
That's right.
Okay, that's effed up.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
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 Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's effed up. And yet you still fleeced him out of a second round pick.
You still, at least you got
some. At least you got some for him.
At least you got some. Because truth be told, Julio never really did much after he left here because he was injured.
That's effed up. All right. In Tennessee, you're dumb if you asked him for info on Julio and still gave up a two for him. Yeah. Because if he told you that he don't practice, why the hell? I mean, he is Julio Jones, though. But why am I giving up a two for him? You know, so, yeah, that's just foul. It never seemed to me that the Julio Jones and Arthur Smith was going to happen here.
Never did. No.
Never did. It never seemed like it was.
No. Seemed like, and I don't know why, was it that? Was it that he had been told that he wasn't going to be practicing and he wanted him to practice?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who? I can't imagine who, unless he's hurt, saying that I'm not going to practice.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously Julio Jones missed weeks of practice at times when he was a Falcon, when he was nursing an injury so he could play on Sunday.
So he could play on Sunday. Yeah. That's what you do with star players.
And he's not the only one that does that.
Exactly.
Like, that's
he's
pretty,
but you gotta
pretty
listen,
common.
You got to understand, new head coach wants to try to set this kind of –
First-time head coach.
You kind of want to set this, and believe me, I've been through it, and I was just like, hey, let me tell you something, man. This is my routine. This is what I've always done. Well – this is how I want it done here. Well, I have a contract that says that I don't have to be here.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff that happens with new first-time head coaches.
Yeah, I think Arthur Smith, and look, obviously it didn't go well. There's no sugarcoating that.
Yes. I still think he's a hell of a coach.
I do too. I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a damn good
ball
coach.
But I also think that he learned a lot in those 3 years of, like, I think he had an idea of, I need to come in and be this hard ass, and I have to tell everybody what.
And you don't have
to. You just got to be yourself, man.
And that's the thing about
it. You just got to be yourself.
That's the ones that are so not successful are those coaches that come in.
He's trying to do a Vrabel impression.
Exactly. You're not him. Just like when Josh went to freaking Denver.
Trying to do a Belichick impression.
You're not Bill. Yep. Like when Spags came to damn St. Louis, you're not Tom Coughlin.
Yep.
You're not these guys. So chill the hell out.
Yep.
Because we know why. Because the thing about it is, you can't fool us. Because you know why? We're grown ass damn men that have been, like, you might get a rookie like that, but you ain't gonna get no vet talking to them like that.
The other thing is, like, look, the reason that I'm going about my business like this is so I can make sure that I can play on Sunday.
Because that's the most important thing.
That's what I'm trying to do, is be there for you on Sunday. There was a lot in the, because they're brilliant. The podcast is brilliant. They're releasing the clips slowly. They're slow rolling the stuff. And they're giving you all the little little tidbits here and there. A lot of this stuff that they put out over the last 24 hours was about, like, the kind of the end, the Julio at the end with the Falcons and all the stuff that kind of how it went. It was pretty interesting. Him talking about Dan Quinn and how much he loved Dan Quinn.
They all do.
Of course.
They all do.
Of course they do. Yeah, of course, because Dan Quinn's an awesome dude.
Yes.
And a good coach.
Yes.
And a really good players coach.
Yes. They love. It's hard. I met Dan Quinn when he was a D-line coach. In Miami, when it came with
attention, sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nick. And that was the most veteran group of the whole team with JT and Truck and Vonnie and all them dudes, man. And they freaking love Dan Quinn. Like, all of them. We love them. Jeff Scanino, who is one of the hard asses in the world. Just old big old, just, oh, one of them veterans. He's like, ugh, just mean and grumpy all day. Love Dan Quinn. So I'm not surprised.
I don't know many that don't.
I don't know too many that don't like.
Don't many that don't. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a couple of the NFL no huddle stories we didn't get to, and a couple of Falcons topics as well. Thanks for being with us here on a hump day Wednesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.